This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But if you're looking for something to do this weekend, mention it. Coming up on Sunday, 8 a.m., Mission Bay's De Anza Cove. It's going to be the annual Walk to Defeat ALS that is coming up. It is really, in terms of like, diseases that we just would love to find a cure for.
Yeah.
This has got to be one that's right at the top of our list. Such a tremendously tragic disease. It's one that Coach Steve Fisher is dealing with his own family. Such a brave fight with his son Mark Fisher, one of the assistant coaches for Brian Dutcher at San Diego State. And joining us right now in Benna Woods on 97.3 The Fan is Coach Steve Fisher. Coach, it is always great to have you on. Good morning to you.
Gentlemen, I'm happy and honored to be on with you.
And it's for a great reason as well, because it's a great event, and I love to see a lot of people get out to Mission Bay, De Anza Cove, coming up on Sunday this weekend. Tell us a little bit more about the Walk to Defeat ALS. What's going to be going on this weekend?
Well, the walk, it's an annual walk, and this year it's going to be Sunday, October 20th, at Mission Bay, De Anza Cove. The walk itself will start at 9 o'clock. They check people in as early as 7:30. They have a little ceremony at 8:30. And then the walk, and what it is, it's a reminder. It's a celebration of sorts. It's a huge fundraiser for our local chapter, Steve Bekvar and the San Diego local chapter of ALS. This is a major fundraiser they have for what they do for so many people that are dealing with ALS, the service. And all the service that they provide is free, from wheelchairs to picking people up to on and on and on. And it's a huge event, and one that we're hopeful that we can get a big turnout. It has been. I've been going for 8 or 9 years now, and it's grown. We will be well represented from San Diego State. There's a group that Al Schaefer really organized, and it's called Team Mark. And what they do, they get people to pledge money for folks that walk. And Al raised well over $20,000 with his team each of the last 3 or 4 years. So it's a wonderful event. And if we have listeners and they want to get up early on Sunday and come out and join us, we'd love to add to the numbers and the money.
Coach Schaefer, I believe it was a coach out of Ramona High School when I was in high school. It was my Coach Quintero moment for you. And I think it's great that you bring that up, Coach, that people out there who need those services and help. I know, of course, your son Mark has a great support system with San Diego State and you and Angie, and it's great to see him still out there coaching and helping the Aztecs and helping Coach Dutcher be great. But not everyone has that huge support system, and this is really important. These funds go to helping people get the live the most out of their lives.
Absolutely, positively, no question. And you're right on both counts. We're here for our son Mark and wife Jill and son Max to help in any way that we can. And we get over, and I get him up, get him dressed, get him into work, and turn him over to the basketball staff. And it's a wonderful situation for us. But as you said, many people don't have the same support, and these funds and monies are needed greatly for everyone, for all different areas. And they do such a great job of servicing a whole huge area for the people that are dealing with this disease.
We are talking to the great Steve Fisher here on Benna Woods this morning. And Coach, already seeing a lot of buzz. Yesterday, I believe a lot of people got their season tickets in the mail. They're very excited, and here we go. It's San Diego State basketball. Always a great time of year in our great city. I think it's important that this team gets off to a good start this season. How has it been around the team? I know you spend a lot of time with them. What's the message been? How are the guys doing?
Well, I've watched a little bit more this year than I have the past two, and I also am very excited about the prospects. We look good. We need to get the guys that are injured back on the practice floor, and I think that's slowly coming around. You know, Nathan Menza with the thumb surgery they had, Agruk with the hip surgery that we had, Matt Mitchell had meniscus surgery. They're slowly coming back, but I think they will be back. The new kids, our fans are going to love them. I'll kind of reserve doing euphoric talk about them, but I'm excited. I think we're
yeah.
very, very good.
Coach, Malachi Flynn transfer is preseason newcomer of the year in the Mountain West, and Aztecs were picked finished second behind Utah State by the media. We'll see what happens at the end. How is it for you, though, Coach? I think I read somewhere that Matt Mitchell is the only player left that is an actual, like, played for Steve Fisher, you know, when you were still there, that this is now really Brian Dutcher's program and his kids and the guys that, you know, he's recruited most of them and brought them to San Diego State. It must feel a little different for you now a couple of years later that it's not all the guys that you brought in anymore.
Well, I really didn't bring Matt in either. Matt was recruited late. I recruited Jordan Shackle.
Okay, well, Jordan Shackle's the one. That's right.
But Jordan and Matt came in right as I came in the front door, right as I was walking out the door. So I haven't really coached any of them, but I feel like I'm still part of the group. I obviously know all of them. They know me. I'm around, and so. It'll be fun. It won't be a great deal different than it has been the last 2 years, to be honest with you, because I have gotten to know all of them, and it's a great group of guys, and I think they will perform in a fashion that San Diego State and our fans are used to seeing. You mentioned Malachi Flynn. They got a glimpse of him if they went up with in the Wooden Legacy a few years ago when he laid about 30 on us and playing for Washington State. And then he last year sat out, transferred, and practiced, but could not play. K.J. Fagan is another fifth-year transfer from Santa Clara, Long Beach Poly product, who's going to be really good. Trey Pulliam, third guard, from the junior college guard from Texas, has also looked very good. So they're going to be solid all over. And one thing that they've lacked are two things, experience and depth. We've got both. We're not going to be young. We're not going to be green first-year freshmen. We're going to be fourth- and fifth-year juniors and seniors that have been around the block, and that wears well.
Coach Steve Fisher with us here on Ben and Woods. Coach, what's your thought on the scheduling issue with the Mountain West? I know they're debating whether to go to the full, you know, round robin, home and away, 20 games, and that was always something that you opposed, and I think Coach Dutcher opposes it well because you like to craft your non-conference schedule, but it's also getting harder to seemingly get non-conference opponents to come to Viejas Arena. You know, it was went down to the last minute continuing to try to schedule teams this year. It's getting tougher and tougher. What's the solution there? Because I know Aztecs fans would love to see, you know, some big top 25-like opponents come to San Diego State each year.
Scheduling is next to recruiting the most challenging thing that you wind up dealing with. And I fought the scheduling for years. You know, remember when we went from 16 to 18, I fought that. And I do not feel we should go to 20, even though a lot of the Big Five football schools are going to 20 in their conferences. I still think that there's room to do creatively thinking on how you can fill out your schedule the right way. And the problem now is the majority of the schools in the league are leaning towards voting yes for 20 games. But what, you know, I think Dutch presented it, or Mike May, you know, you have the two teams you don't play. You played two teams only once. And the thought was, what about allowing those teams to play one another in a non-conference game if they wanted to fill out the schedule? That's one solution to it. I'm with you. I know our fans and I know our players and coaches love having teams come in that our fans haven't seen but have heard about, and we've brought them in the past, and we can still do it. this year's problem, to me, they moved the tournament up a week because of that big, whatever it is,
convention, trade show,
one of the, some big show in Vegas. So they moved our conference tournament up. Now we're playing at the same time that the WCC is, a week earlier. So that limits you 1 week that that you can play. We moved two conference games into December. So between those two things, that restricted times and dates that we could get teams to play. So I'm hopeful that it'll stay at 18, but I'm realistic. I think that they're leaning to, and I wouldn't be surprised if they go to 20.
Talking to the great Steve Fisher, former Aztecs head coach, former Michigan head coach, and one of your alums, Juwan Howard, going to be leading the Maize and Blue this season. I know you've talked to him. I know you've probably given some sage advice, but how's he doing, and how excited is he to get ready to get the Michigan Wolverines off to a good start?
Well, it sounds like he's doing great. I didn't see it, but Angie told me this morning that he just signed some five-star recruit that came down between Michigan and Kansas, and Juwan got him to go to Michigan.
Yeah, Isaiah Todd. It's a front-page stuff on ESPN.com, his first big five-star recruit that he landed.
Right, right. I have not seen that yet. I think Juwan will do great. He's obviously name recognition. He's a product of Michigan, went there. Great, great player there. And I think most important, he's a phenomenal person who will wear well with parents as well as the recruits. So I'm excited to watch him get off to his inaugural season. He put together a great staff. I think we talked about that before. Phil Martelli, who unfortunately got let go at St. Joseph's, a longtime head coach, is his associate head coach. And he's added to that with some really solid people who have a big college coaching background, and I think that will be good for him. So I'm anxious to see him go. I think this year he lost, before he got there, several freshmen, kids that they thought were going to come back, and a sophomore left to go pro early. So they've got holes to fill, but Juwan's going to do a great job.
Coach, it is great talking to you again. The walk to defeat ALS is this Sunday morning at Mission Bay's De Anza Cove. ALSASD.org is the website for more information. We'll see you out at Viejas Arena this season, Coach.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.